Rush into Old Navy today for up to 50% off store-wide. Get dresses from $15 for women, $12 for girls. Plus, one day only, tomorrow, take 50% off all Old Navy active at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/16 to 10/20, select styles only. Active offer 10/20, excludes in-store clearance.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday morning to you. I'm not going to keep y'all long. It's a Tuesday. You got a lot of things to do. But I want to talk to you about last night's game. The Sixers lost 106-98 to the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Sixers were without five players. Two players, and Nerlens Noel and Ben Simmons, they have yet to play this season, right? Another player, Jared Bayless, you know, he played three games this season. But two other guys didn't play. Robert Covington, you know, he missed his second game. And, you know, Robert Covington has a sprained left knee, and then you have Jahlil Okafor who has gastroenteritis. Now, the reason why I'm pinpointing that these people didn't play because the Sixers, you know, without them, the Sixers are basically at a loss, you would think. You know, Robert Covington is a starter. Jahlil Okafor is the backup center. You know, both people are vital now. Covington has been struggling this year, but he's still vital to what the Sixers do. And so is Okafor. However, I have to say that this was arguably the Sixers' worst performance of the year. Now, I know they had some games where they were blown out. I know they had some games where, you know, they just fell apart at the end. But collectively, this was their worst performance. And I know some people may say it'll have something to do with not having their players. But this was just bad. I mean, you know, it was the first time that Joel Embiid actually looked like a rookie. He finished with 16 points. He had 4 rebounds. You know, he had 5 block shots. He was credited with 3 turnovers. But, you know, when you look at it, the stat sheet looks better than his performance actually was. He struggled. I mean, he was 5-for-15, but he actually missed 10 of his first 13 shots. You know, he came back in the fourth quarter and made 2 buckets to salvage things a little bit. Nick Stauskas, he started in place of Robert Covington. Nick Stauskas was horrible on his night. He was 1-for-5 shooting, 1-for-5 on threes, 1-for-7 overall. He did have 5 assists. He had 4 fouls. He had 3 turnovers. You know, Hollis Thompson and Stauskas are supposed to be the team's top 3-point shooters. Well, Hollis Thompson was 0-for-3 on the field. I mean, you know, these three guys are people that the team really depends on, and they just didn't produce. You know, luckily for the Sixers, you know, Dario Saric ended up with 17 points. He was 3-for-6 on threes. He had 8 rebounds. And then you have Sergio Rodriguez, who had 17 points and a game-high 7 assists. And then you had Ersan Ilyasova, who also had 17 points. So, you know, these three guys really performed well. Gerald Henderson, you know, he had 14 points on 4-9 shooting. But overall, man, this team looked bad to me. They had 19 turnovers. I mean, it's crazy. The way the game ended wasn't good at all. I mean, the Sixers ended the game with 2 turnovers. One of them, they had a 5-second 5-second violation. Then the other one, at the final possession of the game, they basically threw the ball out of bounds. Now, both of these came after timeouts. You know, we could go on and on. People are going to say, and they are saying, it's like, it's the coach's fault. What was Brett Brown doing? He should know better than that. How is he calling these plays? And these guys are turning the ball over. You know, it's bad coaching. I don't know. I think sometimes you got to blame the people executing. I mean, because it's bad execution. I mean, it's just bad. Now, today, the Sixers don't really get a break. Now, the guys who I mentioned who didn't play in last night's game are not going to play tonight. And then when you add that Joel Embiid is not going to play tonight.
Sorry.
When you add that Joel Embiid is not going to play tonight, they're only going to have 9 players suiting up. Yep, 9 players actually playing. And they only have 1 center, Rashawn Holmes. You know, Rashawn Holmes is going to be the man of the hour, basically. I mean, he had 11 points, 5-for-8 shooting. He had 8 rebounds. He had 4 fouls. Now, the only problem is, you know, he was going up against the Denver Nuggets. Now he has to go up against 2-time All-Star Marc Gasol. The same Marc Gasol who had 28 points last night. He had 11 rebounds. You know, he had 11 assists. And he had a couple block shots. So, you know, he's going to have his hands full. And not only that, the Sixers are going to probably have to play Dario Saric. They've been playing a little bit at the small forward, power forward, small forward. But he'll probably have to play some backup 5. Ersan Ilyasova will probably play some of that as well. You know, and, you know, the Grizzlies are a team that defeated the Sixers already 8 times in a row. So it's just going to get tough. Now, you know, I don't know. Just for a while, the Sixers look like that they made some improvements. And I know people are going to say injuries, injuries, injuries. However, it just looks like some guys are, but overall as a group, the team isn't getting better. You know, I don't know what it was with Embiid. I mean, because this is the first time I saw him play bad, and I'm not going to say that he's bad. You're allotted to have at least 1 bad game. But other than that, you know, outside of Dario, I don't see too many other people getting better. You know, I see them kind of plateauing. And, you know, what is it, 21 games in the season? So we're going to have to see more out of the Sixers. And it's not going to get any easier. You know, after they play the Grizzlies on Tuesday, today, they're going to go on Thursday and play the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans are playing better. So, you know, I don't know. This was a bad matchup for the Sixers, a bad game they played against Denver. These other 2 matchups are going to be bad. You know, we'll have to see if Okafor is going to be able to play on Thursday, Jahlil Okafor. You know, you expect Embiid to play on Thursday. But, you know, I don't really expect much from the Sixers tonight. I mean, I expect it to get a little ugly. Now, the only thing is the Memphis Grizzlies have the utmost respect. The coaching staff have the utmost respect for Brett Brown. So I think it's going to get ugly, but I don't think it's going to get totally out of hand because I think it's going to be a lot of, okay, we got a big lead. Let's just run the clock. Let's just get out of here. Let's just everybody be safe because both they're coming off a double overtime. But believe me, if they want to destroy the Sixers, they can. But, hey, I want to thank y'all for listening to today's podcast. I told you I wasn't going to keep your time. But, hey, I just had to come at you and let you know how awful the Sixers looked. And, again, I know they were out five players. But, wow, if you would have just saw what they did. I mean, they were out five players, but they had a 10-point lead late in the midway in the second quarter, right? They also had several opportunities to come back and win this game, but they just kept turning the ball over. They kept missing shots. I mean, and to have two turnovers coming out of timeouts on your final two possessions is inexcusable. So we'll just see what they can do for moving forward. Right now, things do not look good. Again, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.